This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
41st Annual Graffiti Weekend begins on Wednesday. We're going to talk all about it. Bob Scott is president of the Graffiti Committee. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having us.
I'm curious what your story is in terms of how you got interested in old cars.
Oh, way back in high school. That was what we did with cars and cruising. And then life happened, and then now I'm back into it.
So how long have you been back into it?
I've had my car for 20 years now.
And what do you have out there?
82 Corvette.
I have to go look at that in the parking lot at the end of the program. How did you end up getting that Corvette?
I always wanted it. I loved that body style, and I ended up with a showroom brochure, and then when like kids grew up, I retired. That was my retirement present to me.
I like that idea. That works for me. Now, have you lived in this area a long time?
November 76.
Okay. So obviously, you've watched graffiti all that time, and I imagine you probably checked out a lot of these events for years.
Yes, sir. Always.
And how'd you end up getting involved with the graffiti committee?
Well, I started with the Corvette. I ended up finding the club and eventually got to be president of that. And then I learned that because the Corvette Club was one of the three founding groups, the other clubs that started graffiti 41 years ago, that I started got invited to the meetings, and then that led to the presidency.
And so how long have you been president?
Since January.
Obviously, a lot of work goes into this. Has it taken more time to put this together than maybe you thought?
No, I was already aware, because we have meetings 10 months out of the year to make this thing float.
So, Graffiti Weekend, I mean, this brings so many people into the Umpqua Valley. Any idea how many states you often get people from?
It's the whole Northwest, California, anywhere close to the Northwest.
And I know that periodically you even get people from farther away.
Yes, sir.
A number of years ago, it was a Friday night of Graffiti Weekend, and I was at an event, and somebody from out of the area was visiting, and they said, why are there so many classic cars out on the road? They didn't know there was an event. They just thought everybody in the town just drove them or something.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, no, it was. It's been interesting to watch this over the years. Is there a particular part of the whole Graffiti Weekend that's your favorite?
No, I try to go to all of the events, and especially this year, I'm going to at least visit all of the events.
Well, there's so many things to take a look at. Now, it gets started officially on Wednesday. Yeah, talk about what's happening Wednesday.
That's the Street Memories Car Club does our kickoff show at Henry Estate Winery, and it's a show and shine car show. And then there's a dance-off social benefit at Oran Moran Artistry Meadery. And then Thursday, we go to the Cascade Community Credit Union Social Ice Cream. And the main event for that day is the Retirement Rest Home Tour. We make five groups of 20, 25 cars, and we visit all of the nursing homes in the area.
And I understand people in those homes really look forward to this.
Oh, yes, they do. They reminisce quite a bit.
And probably some people look out and see cars that, are the same as something they used to have.
Oh, yeah, they come out and talk.
That sounds like a fun thing. What else is going on Thursday?
Well, in the evening, we have Rocky's Auto Repair out on Diamond Lake as a show and shine. Backside Brewery is going to be doing a 50s night. And then 10 Down Splits is doing a cruising and viewing. And Roseburg Tire Pros is going to have some things going on. And then the Graffiti Cruise in at Pete's Drive-In. So you put all of those together, Rocky's Backside, 10 Down's Tire Pros, and Pete's, you can make a cruising route out of that, and a lot of people do.
Yeah, just kind of look around at the various locations and all the vehicles. Really turns into a fun evening around the Umpqua Valley. Now, back when this started 41 years ago, I know that the route was different and kind of centered in one area, evolved later. For any kind of an event to last this long, especially one that is multiple days in a town this size, is kind of amazing just because of all the work that's involved.
Yeah, but we have I've got about 20, 25 hardcore people that have been in it all 41 years, and we just make it happen.
Wow, that's amazing. The what did you think when you came here and found out about graffiti the first year you lived here?
Oh, I loved it, and I was always down drooling on all of the cars. I wanted everything that went by.
Yeah, and that's where things get tricky sometimes if you're a car enthusiast, is you've got to balance that versus your checkbook.
Yes, very much so.
Wow. So going through the week, you know, we've talked about Wednesday and Thursday. Let's talk about what's happening on Friday.
Friday's the Lithia Show and Shine Car Show. And downtown, they've got a shop hop. And then in the evening, the dirt track at the fairgrounds is going to be doing some racing. And then afternoon, evening, out in Glide, Rat Rods are doing a big show. Burnouts, pinups, car show. So they're going to have lots of things going on out there.
So how do you define a rat rod?
I don't. It's usually like a junk car, and then they build it into something that actually is an automobile, and it could be parts of all kinds of things welded together, but some of them are quite nice.
Well, and some of them are, it's pretty obvious that you call it a rat rod as soon as you see it.
You'll know.
Yeah, you'll know, that's true. And you've got other things happening on Friday, of course, with Pete's as well. And Pete's has really been one of the locations for this since day one.
Yeah, that's where the three clubs started originally, way back in 82. And then also in the evening, Seven Feathers has an outdoor concert, and the band is America.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. From, going back to this 70s date there. So that is going to be a real popular one. You have a lot of support for graffiti, a lot of different businesses, too long to list everybody, but it's got to be gratifying to work on this and have so many different parts of this community really want to support it.
Yes, it's nice. That's why we have so many meetings during the year. We go out and we sell ads for the booklet and hustle up sponsors, and that funding pays for the flyers and the book. And we also, people don't realize that our other expenses is we rent the buses for Saturday, and we pay for a whole lot of porta pots all over at the events extra.
And if somebody's never been to it before and been to the cruise, and we'll talk about more about it in a moment, it's amazing how many people that can draw.
I was told once we double our population in Roseburg from 25 to 50, and I bet you it's more. We've got an organization that's going to help us track that. We're going to, they can survey the motels and tell us how many people are actually drew into town for this.
Well, and I know one aspect about it. I've known some people, whose jobs and careers have taken them out of the area, and it's amazing how many people come back to Roseburg for Graffiti Weekend, and do so for years and years and years after they moved away.
Oh, yeah. You can't get a motel in town. People book a year ahead, and that's going to be interesting because we were told a week ago that there's a baseball tournament going to happen on Saturday night with eight teams, and I don't know where they're going to get their rooms.
That's right. Actually, one of the statewide tournaments. I forgot about that. So going to be a lot of people in town. We're going to talk more when we come back about Graffiti Weekend. Bob Scott is the president of the Graffiti Committee. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. We're talking about Graffiti Weekend. Bob Scott, president of the Graffiti Weekend Committee. So many things happening, so many different events, and really it all culminates Saturday. Let's kind of run through the list of what's going on Saturday.
It starts off with a rockin' and rollin' pancake breakfast hosted by Melrose Vineyards. And then Big Show and Shine, Stray Angels Club puts together out. It's going to be at Melrose Vineyards again this year. And at the same time, I'm president of Corvette Club, and I invite all the Corvettes clubs in the state, and we park down Jackson Street.
It's amazing how many Corvettes you get. Any idea how many you have sometimes?
50, but I'm shooting for 100. I'm going to make it that part grow. That's fairly new for us to be involved in the graffiti crews, so I'm going to make that grow.
And is some of that kind of just given over time, and you look, you know, sort of the protocol that you put together for what years vehicles can be in, that kind of shifts every year, right?
Periodically.
Anyway.
Generally across the board for graffiti, it's 1970 and older, but most of my Corvettes are newer. But as I stated earlier, with us being one of the founding clubs to start this, they allowed me to come up with this event where we can park down on Jackson Street and we could pull in another niche of car people.
That would be cool. Now, I want to go back to the Show and Shine for a moment. First time I ever went to that after I moved here a long time ago, I was just stunned at the number of cars. I mean, in the hundreds.
Yeah, we varies from with the weather, obviously, but 600 to 800 cars will be out there.
Man, and that's just, you know, to see all those vehicles stationary, you know, one place, for some people, it's like being in a candy store.
Oh, very much so. And it'll take you hours to walk through them all. And like me, I drool over all of them.
Now, you've got shuttle buses to help people get out there, right?
Yes, from buses are can be picked up at Rite Aid, the Roseburg Valley Mall, Roseburg Town Center, which is at the parking garage at Rose and Washington, and they'll run out to Melrose Vineyards. And also there's a second route from Rite Aid, which is now closed. No, that's the Valley Mall again in the Town Center. So, yeah, we run buses back and forth all day. And
that's really the way to go out there, just because of limited parking and everything.
Yes.
So, let's see. We've got the Show and Shine, the Corvette event, and more Saturday, too.
Yeah, I share a block down at the Elks Club, puts together an antique motorcycle show down in front of their building. And then at 6 o'clock is the Umpqua Flatheads 41st Graffiti Night Cruise, and that it's a pretty big route, but you get the same cars that were out at the park come downtown and take laps.
And this is you know, this is where you just have this humongous crowd, and boy, it's you think you're in a different downtown.
Oh, very much so. You can barely walk on the sidewalks on either side because people are either parked in their chairs or just walking up and down the streets.
Yeah, you know, that's just amazing, the crowd that is out there sometimes. And now I know that one of the things with the classic cars is that you have an area out Diamond Lake or out Douglas, because some of these cars, when they're, you know, going slow for so long,
yes,
start to heat up, right?
Yeah, it's a cool down. They can basically, it starts at the library at Diamond Lake and Jackson. You go up Jackson to Mosier and back down Maine in to Douglas and then over to Fowler, and you can go down to Diamond Lake and continue in the taking laps, or you can take a right and run out Diamond Lake and do a cool off and come back in on Douglas from out rifle range.
Yeah, because those cars operate very differently than ones today when it comes to that kind of thing.
Well, you get some of them, we got the big blowers and lots of horsepower. Yeah, they need to cool off.
So that's happening on Saturday, but you have a couple things Sunday too. Tell us about those.
We have a Classic Chevelles and Stray Angels do a weekend fun run to finish off the week, and then Seven Feathers does a Cars and Coffee, and I cannot pronounce the word they use.
Oh, Tequilma.
Yeah, I hate that word.
Tequilma Run, and that is going to be in their west parking lot out there with, looks like you've got all ages of vehicles and a lot of different cars down there. Chance for some of the other folks to drive on down and check that out. Well, it's certainly going to be a fun several days. And once it's all done, how long is it before you start planning next year?
We'll have our meeting in August and do a review of how things went, review any issues, and we'll talk about what we can do better. And then we take a two-month break start in October again for next year.
Man, and it keeps on going. Never any thought of not doing it, right?
No, and we only got shut down once, and that was because of COVID.
Yeah, and that was, it was interesting, that one. Of course, everything that year didn't happen.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have a choice.
Yeah, but I did see, because people did have to drive and get from point A to B, that some people were still out driving their old cars, even though they didn't have an event to go to that week.
I forgot that, but very true.
Yeah, they were still out there. You just sort of watch them from a socially distant vantage point.
Yes, the unofficial crews out Harvard and Diamond Lake, Splits and Pete's.
Right. So that was going on. And these cars is just amazing. What is it about these classic cars that just reaches so many people different than cars of the last couple decades?
Most of the cruisers were starting to get on the older side. And actually, we've had discussions because we're worried about the kids nowadays don't seem to care about the cars. So we're a little worried about the future and trying to keep it going and draw younger sets of kids in.
Interesting. Because some of the younger kids I know are even more fascinated with these cars sometimes, because a lot of times they're vehicles they haven't seen.
True. And there's a small group that are using the imports, the four cylinders, and they've got an informal club, and the Volkswagens are back and forth now too with the group. So we're going to make this thing continue.
Well, a lot going on. Begins tomorrow, goes through Sunday. Roseburg Graffiti Weekend. One fun element we do around here is some graffiti music on our partner station, 104.5 SAM FM. And part of the time, we simulcast that here on KQEN, which means Saturday afternoon, I revert to a previous life and career, and suddenly I am playing music on the radio and not doing news and interviews and sort of rocking out, if you will.
Mr. DJ.
There you go. Bob Scott, Graffiti Weekend President. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.